Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, getting free of the excuses that trap us. Today's first reading from Sirach chapter 5 verses 1 through 8 contains a list of common excuses that people use to justify their sinful behaviors or to put off change. Lest we assume that since we've already experienced conversion, we're above all this, let's reflect on the ways that our old thought patterns might still be entrapping us. Wealth and power, prestige and clout, and the ability to make life happen the way we want it to is very dangerous. The deception is that we don't need God when we can take care of everything ourselves. Do you pray for help only when things go wrong? If so, this trap has ensnared you. Following the desires of our hearts can be very misleading. Our feelings, motives, longings, and wishes are not always in line with God's desires. Do you ask God to purify your desires, distrusting them until after you've talked to Him about it and have handed them over to Him for Him to do with as He chooses? If not, this trap is ensnaring you. The idea that anything's okay as long as it doesn't hurt someone, or that it's okay to disregard an inconvenient or unpleasant law or teaching of the church because God understands and He'll forgive me, carries with it the arrogant presumption that sins are not always sinful and that they don't always produce bad consequences. Do you rationalize away a church teaching about faith and morals by saying that it doesn't apply to you? If so, this trap is crushing you so slowly and subtly that you don't even notice. Delaying repentance holds us back from wonderful growth and spiritual healing. Do you procrastinate because change is uncomfortable? Do you put off whatever seems humiliating, impossible, or less beneficial than your old ways? Old behavior patterns feel like cozy blankets, raggedy and full of holes, but familiar and valuable. Even when we're aware of being smothered by them or of hurting others with them, we don't know what the new blanket would feel like, so we hang on to the old. Or we don't know how to get the new blanket, so we don't really try. The old one has ensnared us. It's smothering our souls and covering our ears so that we fail to hear the loving, beckoning call of Christ. Today's responsorial psalm, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and 6, reminds us of the benefits of escaping from the snares of sin. We prosper from doing the Lord's will. And the gospel reading from Mark chapter 9 verses 41 through 50 gives us the key that opens every trap. Get rid of whatever causes you to sin. It's a free will decision. First, we choose to do things God's way, no matter how uncomfortable or impossible or unbeneficial it seems. God will enable us to do what He asks of us. The freedom to be holy is a partnership with the Almighty.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.